The Biggie Show. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.making.edu. In the studio with me, I have a special guest, T-Baby. How's it going, T-Baby?
Biggie Bencomo, how the heck are you, buddy? I'm great. It's Halloween. I'm done for the day. I'm feeling great. How are you?
I'm feeling terrific. Doing any trick-or-treating tonight?
You know what? I might. I'm 21 now, so I'm getting a little old for it. I know me, you, and DJ P-Up did it last year, which was fun.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Remember that health bar house? What was up with that?
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that. But I don't know. I might go tonight. Honestly, I had a lot of classes today, so it doesn't even really feel like Halloween. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just feels like another day here at DU, honestly.
Yeah, just another day, another dollar.
Yep. Just working hard or hardly working, right?
Yeah, buddy.
So what else have you been up to lately?
Not much. Just hanging out. It's your show. It's your party.
Hey. The listeners actually want to hear about you. Well, I mean, they hear about me every week, except for last week when my show was canceled due to a ledger by Maury Pileggi, but that's on another
holiday. Well, yeah. Why didn't you? I thought you said you were going to recap your last show. Well,
before I recap, let's hear what you've been up to.
All right, Biggie. All right.
Any new ladies in your life?
Not really. I've been good. Senior year now. It's definitely weird not having my personal show because I've had a show so many times. That's why it's fun to always be on your show, you know, to get back in the booth. But yeah, I've been doing, you know, pretty well. Just getting through class, taking it easy. Been watching a lot of sports, a lot of football. I'm excited. The NBA season's back. I watched some NBA, some Boston-Miami last night.
Oh, how was that game?
It was a good game. Miami won. And my prediction, you heard it here first. Actually, it's a common prediction, but Miami over the Lakers in the finals in seven games. I know the Lakers looked very bad last night in their loss to the Dallas Mavericks, but I think the Lakers will gel eventually and the Heat will beat the Lakers. So just to answer your question, Biggie, I've been good. Just busy getting through school mostly. Like, I know you are too, you know, studying hard or hardly studying, right?
Actually, I have been studying hard for the books and the ladies. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, which one harder though, if you know what I mean?
School.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear, buddy.
Oh, but back to my recap of my last show.
Yeah, let's hear that.
All right, I had Old School Biggie on, you know. He was the man that taught me everything I knew. We also spoke about my babe of the week, who was Selma Hayek.
Oh, she's sexy.
She is, isn't she?
She's the queen of cleavage.
Yes, she is. I also spoke about the game's new reality show with his fiance Tiffany Cambridge, followed by, did you ever see A-Rod flirting with that girl during the ALCS game?
I didn't hear, but I read the story about it. He like signed a bat and gave it to her.
Yeah,
or something.
Apparently she's some Australian.
Yeah, she's a model,
bikini model. But hey, I googled her. She's pretty cute.
Well, yeah, I mean A-Rod makes like hundreds of millions of dollars, so I am a little worried. Though I read in the article how it was pretty stupid of him to do that during a game. Shows where his focus is at, you
hey
know?
But if he's making the big bucks, why not,
right?
Oh, but what did you think of his deal that they signed him till he was like 42?
What?
Yeah, apparently the Yankees signed a new deal where they'll have him till he's like 42 years old.
I don't know about that. Because I know he's already under a contract for like a few more years, so I would doubt they signed him again. You're probably referring to his older contract where, because originally this big contract A-Rod currently has was made when he was like this elite star player, but he's kind of gone down the hill with his older age, so he's still making the money, still has the big contract, but he's not as good as he used to be.
I think he's just should retire after
You know what, Biggie? I don't think he's going to retire because there's money to be made. If he plays, I see you getting wide-eyed when I'm talking. If he continues to play, he's going to get the money. So why not rack in the dough while you still got some gas in the tank? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. But another thing I talked about was Lance Armstrong getting dropped.
Oh, Sir Lancelot.
Especially by Nike. And now recently they said he's banned from cycling.
Yeah, if I can jump on that for a minute. I think it's a sad story.
Pause.
Right? Yeah, whatever. No, I think it's a sad story because honestly, Lance is an icon. And even if he did cheat, let's not forget he is a cancer survivor and he still is an inspiration to a lot of people. So I don't want to necessarily demonize Lance Armstrong, but it does seem that the evidence against him as a cheater is overwhelming. So it probably is fair for these sponsors to, you know, to remove themselves from the Lance Armstrong business now. But we shouldn't forget that he still probably is like a good man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He never actually came out and said, yes, I've been doping. So no one really knows.
No one knows, but the evidence from what I've read seems to be pretty unequivocal in favor of him cheating. That's what I've heard. So who knows, though?
But you think he's still going to be like that big motivational speaker?
I think so. I mean, because he still overcame cancer and he's still, even if he did cheat, to still be a cyclist on the level he is at, even if he did cheat, he's still like an amazing athlete. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like when Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. Okay, yeah, it was obviously influenced by his steroid use, but he's still a great hitter. I mean, if me or you took steroids, we wouldn't hit 50 home runs right now, right?
No.
You know, so he's still definitely, I think, should be an inspirational speaker still, but he's always going to have this black cloud around him, just like you have over your head for all the sex scandals you've had throughout your career.
Oh, yeah. Most infamous one, DJ Spice. Can't forget that one.
Oh, yeah, you hit that nice and tight.
Yes. I got a little studio love, you know.
Yeah, why don't you, what about the recap, though? Because I haven't listened to the show. It's been canceled by all these speakers.
Yeah, actually, the Lance Armstrong was the last of my recap.
Oh, last of the recap. Okay, yeah. Buddy.
Yes, but, what else is new around DU? Have you heard anything? Or
you know what? Not really, honestly. DU, I go to class, I see the same people. When I walk to class, I see the same people. Go to the dining hall, I see the same people. I'm sick of you all. No, I'm just kidding. I love DU. It's a great school, but it is kind of the same old. I mean, nothing new's really happened like since I was a freshman. I'm a senior now, you know?
Yeah, but you never go to the dining hall, so that's a false statement.
Actually, you're a false statement. You're a fallacy. I've been a few times, most recently last Friday, and when I do go, I usually see the same people. I'm mostly speaking to the last 3 years when I did live on campus. I always saw the same, you know, same people every day.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it is a small school, so you are bound to see the same people every day.
Yeah, but speaking of DU, Biggie, one thing I can promote, I know it's an event you've promoted in the past.
Yep.
It is called Soul Candy, and I know you want to talk about it on your show today. That's why I'm just going to jump right in and discuss it, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine. I figured out help out the event by giving it a plug-in on my show. So any information you can give us that we don't know about?
Okay, well, first of all, I appreciate the plug. And Soul Candy, this is Soul Candy 7. And for those of you who don't know, all those people listening on Halloween night, Soul Candy is essentially a series of performances. We have poets, we have rappers, we have dancers, we have singers, just pretty much any type of artistic performance we have. And this is going to be Soul Candy 7. We have one each semester, so we'll have one this semester, next semester, and this is our fall semester Soul Candy. It will be on November 7th. That's a Wednesday, so I think it actually might be bumping your show.
Actually, no, I spoke to Stuart Schlonstein.
Okay.
Who said, apparently there's a list outside, and my show's not bumped. It's just Yemma Baby show that's bumped.
Okay, so you're still on. So that's actually a nice little double header. You can listen to DJ Biggie Bencomo next Wednesday from 6 to 7. And then tune into Soul Candy from 7, usually 9, 9:30-ish. And what's breaking news is Stuart Horn DU Radio will be streaming it live. And I believe it will be available for a podcast after. So you can listen to it even if you don't go to it live. But I encourage all of your listeners, Biggie, I know there's millions out there.
Yep.
Billions, maybe.
Yes.
To attend Soul Candy. Again, it's in an Angelica Hall, Wednesday, November 7th, the day after the election.
Yep.
It's in Angelica Hall. And again, it's a lot of great performers. There's a lot of great performers at Dominican. And you wouldn't just look at someone and say, oh, he's a great poet, he's a great singer, she's a great rapper, whatever. But then when you go to Soul Candy, you can see some of these people, these faces you've seen on campus, and you can be like, you know what? That person's a great poet. That person's great, you know. So it's a good event just to, you know, relate, increase commodity among the student base at Dominican.
Are we going to get an appearance by Scarred Faith at this event?
You know what? I don't think so. He's not making music anymore, but one of his close friends, Tyler Burse, who is me, DJ T-Baby, he'll be performing. Michael Meekins, a great rapper, will be performing.
Oh, Meekins, huh?
He spits fire. Evan Ferguson, who's a good rapper, is performing. I think Tori Escalada, Part ASD, is performing. Noel Roldan will be performing.
DJ Swag.
There's a lot of great performers. You know, Dominican is a hotbed of talent. And it's a damn shame if no one goes to events like this, because these events allow the students to witness this talent that we have at this school. It's soul candy, Biggie. It's the candy of the soul.
That's true. And you know what's quite funny? It's the 7th soul candy, and it's on November 7th.
Exactly. And that's part of the strategy that went into it. It's a perfect day. You know, it's kind of getting towards the end of the semester, but not quite finals week yet.
Yep.
It's after baseball season, after the election. So there's no excuse not to be there.
That's true.
Bring a friend. Tell your mama to tell her mama. And everybody's mama going to be in the studio.
And since it's right after my show, I could actually give it the plug-in for everybody to tune in following to listen, right?
That is exactly correct.
Oh, well, you heard it here first. T-Baby is going to be there at Skull Candy. And
Soul Candy.
Oh, Soul Candy. Sorry, Skull Candy.
It's all good.
The headphones. But apparently, one of your reps said you have a little bit of a taste of what's to come. Is that true?
Oh, a little hot fire. You want me to spit?
Off the cuff,
off the dome, straight bars.
Yes.
Yeah, I can spit a little something for you, Biggie. Only for you, though.
All right. Let me turn down.
Let me see what's going on in my head. And just quickly, yeah, I will be spitting some spoken word / rap stuff at Soul Candy, a piece or two. So if you like what I'm about to spit on these mics, about to grace these mics, then maybe... maybe you'll want to go to Soul Candy as well. Are you ready, Biggie?
You know it.
All right. I'm just going to do a little something, though, because you got to go to Soul Candy if you want to hear the real thing.
All right. 30-second clip.
All right. Yeah, about
ready?
30 seconds. All right.
Go.
Sectors get torn up. Regarding chemistry, I'm at the forefront, sword tucked at my side. These raps provide the course, plus the deadliest plagues, more floods. The heaviest rains, you're in poor luck. I'm ready to play on this court clutch. Step if you're brave, get torched up. The weather will change, the storm comes. No weapons to blaze, but a war crush. Your section of lame, slam the door shut. My head is deranged, my force rough. Heavenly praise by the Lord's touch. Not mentally sane, but my core gut eventually claims you're a short putt. That means easy, I reach deeply into other dimensions. I morphed once. This is my final calling before I walk into the unknown. The night is daunting, so when the day arrives tomorrow, tell the sky you saw me, and I will probably be on the outer layer, and doubters, haters will realize that the envious area of their mind is faulty. Bars!
Nice.
So go to Soul Candy. There's a lot of poets, a lot of dancers, a lot of cool stuff.
All right. Well, we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back with T-Baby and the mysterious guest DJ. So tune in.
Best you ever had. I don't wanna brag that I'll be the best you ever had. I don't wanna brag. I don't wanna brag. You're living this light skin love. Best right? You ever had. Listen. You ain't even gotta text me.
Nope.
Knowing me and you got that mental telepathy, meet me up at the spot, I'll be sending over the chauffeur. Rich nigga, bread stay popping up like a toaster. Nobody come close to me and you together. Step under my umbrella, we'll make it through any weather. Except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep you warm, but in a chinchilla. She know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week, you're my five. Course
baby,
meal for free.
Yeah. was only a substitute. I've been out in these streets and not alone. Even though she's in my own, this ain't where my heart belongs. Sex in the air, no love in here. Soon as I get through, I'm out of there. And it feels so bad, but it feels so good. Wishing I could care.
Alright, welcome back. You're listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. I am joined by my guest, DJ T-Baby.
What up, Biggie?
And this mysterious guest who's busy checking his phone.
What's up with it?
Why don't you tell the listeners what your name is, mysterious DJ?
Man, my name is Derek Obermeyer. I'm a member of the Dominican basketball team. Let's go, baby.
DJ Derek in the booth right
Yes,
now.
DJ Derek, right?
Yeah, they call me DJ D-Dizzle, but you know, you can call me DJ Derek, whichever one you like.
I like Dizzle better.
Ohio's finest, right?
Heck yeah, you better holler at me. I know y'all Giants fan out there don't want to hear me say go Reds, but I'm still a Reds fan.
Hey, next year, they'll come back next year.
Next year.
So, you heard DJ T-Baby's... rap, do you have anything that you can say off the top of your head or no?
I ain't got nothing like on the top of my head. I gotta be in that moment. You give me a beat, I'll rap something for you. You put me on a mellow jam.
You're talking about like Midnight Mayhem, right?
Yeah, man, that time, that crazy night in the dorm with Midnight Mayhem. You put a beat on, I'm in there. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Hey, don't sell Biggie Shorty. He's known to, he'll lay down a track.
No. The only thing I'll lay down are girls. That's it.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'll lay down.
He'll spit through that. I've seen him. He'll spit
through that. No.
Man, he had so many pictures on his camera, man. Made it look like Hangover Part 4, man. It was crazy.
Yep. What can I say? Nah. But,
Yes, sir.
Anyway, so let's get on to Biggie's Babe of the Week.
Let's go.
Before we start talking, tune into this song.
My body. Oh, yeah. Telling me it hurts.
Hey, I'm with it, because ain't nothing wrong, baby.
There is he.
I don't want to hurt nobody.
I really don't.
But there is something that
sure
I
is.
Must confess.
Yep.
You gonna listen to the whole song or what?
No. I just like the beginning.
You just had to hear
the
tunes, I feel.
Yep. So, let's start with you, DJ Derek. Who's your babe of the week?
Babe of the week. Oh, my goodness. Let me put it out there. I still got to go with my girl, Holly Berry, man. That's my girl, man. I mean, we 10 minutes from Sausalito. I just want to go up to her house and tell her, you know, I love you. You feel me? That's about it. I mean, she's just sexy, fine, and gorgeous all in one. That's just great.
That's true. She is.
And with age, she gets better. I mean, maybe not better. She doesn't get worse, right? She doesn't get worse at all.
That's true. She still looks the same.
I mean, the same thing. Dime and dime over and over again. Silver penny. And that don't exist.
She's in her mid-40s now. Right?
You gotta ask yourself, good genes or good doctors?
Combination, probably.
Yeah, man. Beautiful don't come easy. I mean, that's just a gorgeous woman.
What about Kate Beckinsale? You still think she's attractive?
Nah.
Not for me. What about Coco, Ice-T's wife?
I like Coco.
Anybody can go in the morning for some Coco. I'm on that. Just add a little bit of sugar and you good to go. So you give me a kiss and we good, sugar. You feel me?
All right, DJ T Baby, who's your babe of the week?
Oh, man. See, we already said Coco, Kate Beckinsale, Halle Berry. That takes three pretty big ones.
Yeah.
Let's see who I'm going to go with. I think I'm going to go with Jennifer Aniston.
Okay.
Ever since the Friends days. I mean, she's not really in the news this week or anything.
Yeah.
But ever since the Friends days, you know, I love Jennifer Aniston. And she, like Halle Berry, she doesn't get worse with age either.
That's true. She's
in her 40s, I think. You know, she's still got the figure. She's still got the look.
Yeah. And she has a couple new tattoos.
Yeah. She hasn't had kids, maybe. So maybe that's part of it. She hasn't had any.
That is true.
Courtney Coxon.
Ooh. Yeah, well, she looks good. So if she's on that show, Cougar Town.
Yeah, boy. Oh my.
But I would give Aniston the edge, though. Honestly,
really,
I would have to. But I mean, you can't lose if you're talking about, you know, Courtney Cox or Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
There's no loser there.
You guys ever see Food Network?
Well, I have, but not with them on it.
What about Giada?
I don't know who that is on that one.
Yeah, I mean, you're on that one, baby.
I mean, I know you like your cakes and pies. I ain't seen that show yet.
No. Right. I actually prefer that Japanese food instead. All right,
well, you're on your own on this one. We don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, man. We don't know where the hell you're coming from, Biggie.
That's the late night, poor night.
So you don't know Stacey Keibler?
I know Stacey Keibler.
You know Stacey Keibler?
Man, she sounds like cobbler, so she got to be good. So be good.
Hey, Biggie, who's your pick? You got us.
I don't know.
We got Halle Berry. We got Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, hey, man, we ain't even going celebrities. We talking about DU right now. You walk around DU. Campus, man. Tell me something like your babe of the week. Like, it's Halloween out there now. Who was sexy with you?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Biggie. You got 10 off the top of your head.
You know it, man. Every time I come in there, you got throwing out names in my face. Like, come on.
Fine. All right, just for entertainment purposes, right?
All right.
Hannah Stocking, that's all I got to say.
Okay, she can stock in something. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Dizzle Sharp, he's quick witted on the mic.
He is.
All right.
DJ Derek, in your opinion, anyone cute on the women's basketball team?
On the women's basketball team?
Yes.
Man. I say you got a lot of potential on the girls' basketball team. I'll put it to you like that. See, I don't know them by name, actually. You know, there's a couple cute freshmen on there. They got a new couple of cute freshmen in there. It's about one or two, you know, transfers that came in there. And I know your pick, something starts with a K over there, so you can say it, too.
Hey, and
so,
Biggie has been on. He's been loving the girls' team since we were all freshmen, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, come on, Biggie.
Since you know him, like, you know him better than me.
I don't know him that well.
Tell me the names you're talking about. Tell me something.
Fine. All I know is that she's number 12 on the women's basketball team.
Oh, okay.
And why her, Biggie? Why are you picking her? What's the look? I don't know who you're talking about.
Well.
I don't know the numbers. I don't have the roster memorized. All right, fine.
She's a sophomore nursing student.
All right. So she can take care of you, what you're telling me.
Yes. what else? She has some cute friends.
All right.
Okay. That can't hurt.
Mm-mm. And she's from SoCal.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And I'm just waiting for the name.
I don't know.
At least the initials or something.
Fine. D-Y.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Still don't know who you're talking about, but I'll look it up later. I'll find out.
Okay.
And then you can't forget K-N. That's all I gotta say.
K-N. Okay, I know you're talking about K-N.
I think she wears my number 24. So we
she does.
24.
Mrs. Kimmy out here.
Yeah.
All right.
Just throwing out there, 24 is my favorite number.
I'm just saying. I mean, DJ Dizzle out here with favorites.
That's always been my favorite number ever since I was a little boy. So.
All right, I like it. Well, I'm glad I got to like know a little bit more about you, Zach.
Thanks, DJ Derek. Well, let's talk about Rhea Flay Lily. What? You don't remember a volleyball player?
Oh, okay, yeah.
She doesn't go here anymore?
Yeah.
What do you think about her?
She was cool. I think she was a cool breezy. I mean, she was down. She was real. She did her own thing, and I like that.
But she's gone now, Big. You're living in the past. You got to move on.
Yeah, you got to move on.
I mean, she ain't
that's
here
true.
No more. You feel me?
Okay. Women's softball team. Any cute ones?
Ah, man.
Oh, wait, you got a caller?
Oh, we got a caller.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let's get on the line.
Kill that music, baby.
Old school Biggie, huh?
Old school Biggie?
Yep. thanks for calling in. The listeners missed you.
Oh, yeah.
But I just want to say thanks for tuning in.
Let's get a girl of the week from him.
All right. Old school Biggie. Who's your babe of the week? Yes. It can be a celebrity. Yes.
We out here waiting patiently, you know. Yeah. It's all right.
Ding, bang, bang. Oh, man.
10 seconds. You got a pick,
Selma,
man.
Hayek's always good.
Who?
Who?
Selma Hayek.
That's a good pick.
All right.
See, we're on a theme today. We got, like, the girls in their 40s. That's yeah. That's our theme.
See, we 80s babies in here. You feel me? We old school.
All right. Thanks. Old school baby for calling in.
Thanks in, bro. Yeah. Thanks in.
All right, be cool, guys. Be cool.
Will do, will do.
All right.
Holla.
Look at you, Biggie, with the callers, the fan base.
Yeah, I'll see you out there.
What can I say? I'm pipe player.
And who is that? That was old school Biggie?
Yep, old school Biggie, the man who taught me everything I know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you know I'm from Ohio. We almost to that East Coast, though. You feel me, New York?
Yep. So what were we talking about again? Women's softball team, any cuties?
Women's softball team. See, I just don't know their names, but it's a couple of cuties on there. I mean, real cuties.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm on you with that one.
DJT, baby, any cuties?
Yeah, see, I don't know the names either, but I've seen a couple faces. I saw Midnight Mayhem last couple years. There's some good-looking girls in the softball
team. I don't know. I didn't go to Midnight Mayhem this past
year. I saw them last year. I don't know the names, though.
All right. The women's basketball skit, Midnight Mayhem, last year. What did you think of it?
Hey, you're stuck in the past, Biggie.
Hey,
a year ago.
Oh, man. I mean, my memory is so short. I don't know nothing about that. But you're talking about when they was on the... All I remember was they was on the floor grinding.
I remember. Yeah,
the chairs. The chairs. Yeah.
You talking about that? I feel like...
Take You Down by Chris Brown.
Yeah. That was nice. See, I vaguely remember it because it was old school to me. But, I mean, it was nice. I have to say it left a good impression. Just say
yeah?
That.
Baby, what do you think?
What's the question? Oh, you know,
did you or did you not like the women's basketball skit?
Yeah, I like the skit. I like all last year, and all the skits were funny. Midnight Mayhem's a good event, you know.
Yeah, how was it this year, DJ Derek? How was it with the basketball?
I think the Midnight Mayhem this year was a little bit of letdown. I mean, it wasn't as good as last year. Everybody actually put time into it last year, and this year it was like rushed together last minute. I mean, it was a couple of ones that made you laugh or not, but I mean, hopefully we can make up for it for during the basketball season. Everybody started off better than last year, so hopefully it'll just go on to be a better season.
Nice. So DJ Derek, I hear you on ASDU.
Oh,
any
yeah.
events you want to let the listeners know about that are coming up?
Oh, man. You know your boy done threw a couple of events already. We already got done with our basketball intramural. That went well. What else have we had? Soccer intramurals. You get to play on the new field.
Nice.
And the winners of that had $300 over on prizes.
Ooh,
man, wow.
They get that. Like, that's real talk.
Prize money.
Heck yeah. And now, coming up November 2nd, Saturday, we got dodgeball at 1 p.m. glow in the dark. So you might as well come out there and show some love to your brother. We're going to have music, food, chilling. I got the glow in the dark, the black lights, everything is going down. And then next on Sunday, 2:30 at Forest Meadows. If you want to see the girls get down and dirty, we doing powder puff football.
I'm there.
Hey, man, all the girls said they're going to have some fun. They ready to play. It's football season. It's week 8, if you don't know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's half midway point, and they ready to go. I have so many replies about it. They like, when can I come? Can I just show up? What can I wear? You don't have to wear nothing, baby. It's wet and misty out there. We just going to have some fun hitting time.
What if it's raining?
Oh, it still go won't.
Hey, I know Biggie wouldn't mind refereeing that game.
Oh,
actually,
yeah.
I wouldn't actually mind being the guy who films at the Charlotte School's Fun Events here at the U.
Oh, yeah, that's why you want to film
Fun events.
Yeah, for academic research.
Yeah, you wouldn't be watching Food Network no more. I know that.
Nope, I would not. So, are there any of the women's sports teams going to be participating?
Back to women's sports, Zombie.
I don't know if they're going to be participating or not. I know some volleyball girls said that they was. And basketball is going to come and try to do a little bit of dodgeball.
Ooh.
And the only thing that I know is lacrosse and everybody is down for the flag football. That's my last event for fall sports. I mean, intramurals, and that's going to be flag football. And a lot of people are interested in that.
And when's that?
I haven't set the dates, but it's going to be probably 2 weeks after this week. So it's probably around the 19th or the 21st or somewhere around there.
Wouldn't that be when we're all gone for Thanksgiving?
That's the weekend before.
Oh, okay.
Don't question the man, yeah, Biggie. He's on top of his
stuff. You feel me? Calm down.
Any dances coming up?
Any dances? I don't want to say. They don't want me to say officially, but there is a nice dance coming up. About the mid of November. Just expect one coming up soon.
Okay. But
I say
okay.
Mid of November. Get ready to dance because I think PSAC got something that's going to come. Just come. You feel me? I can't really tell you. You know, just be ready.
Got the exclusive there. You get exclusives on DU Radio.
Yeah.
From DJ Derek and DJ T Baby on events going on at DU.
That's right. And on that note, DJ Biggie, I got to get going, man. I got to catch the Warrior game at 7, opening night for them.
Oh, yeah, man. My boy back home played against him. He's a hometown favorite from Dayton, Ohio, plays for the Warriors. His name is Chris Wright. I mean, I'm going to be supporting him.
Okay.
So, hey, man. The shouts out to the Warriors and my boy out there.
He's athletic. He can dunk on anybody.
Man. Boy got hops, man. Boy got hops. Came from UD. If you don't know about UD Flyers, come holler in Ohio.
All
right, well, we'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back. You are listening to The Biggie Show on radio.making.edu.
Just won't stop shaking. tickle your feet. Petey a Libra, you thinking Petey a freak. Oh, you a Leo, I heard that rather unique. You such a diva, it's such a pleasure to meet. I'm one of your stature, one in a million, nothing else matters.
Cause I love to turn you on, you're like my favorite song. Without you would be wrong, forever and always, bitch, you know what you do for me. Love you, you're my
Alright, welcome back. You're listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu. In the studio we have DJ Derek. DJ Derek, how you doing?
I'm good. And you can call me DJ D Dizzle if you want to, my man.
Alright, DJ D Dizzle. Yeah, so, boy. Let's talk about those ASD events that we were talking about over the break.
Oh, yeah, man. We got something good that's about to come out for you. Since PSAC wanted to jump out for the dance, so we're going to let them do their thing for the dance, which it should be great. It should make everybody come out and have some fun.
Oh, you know, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah, man. Another thing is going on. Before I get on with the ASDU, Culture Explosion is coming up.
Isn't that like November 2nd or something?
Yeah, man, out of 7. I mean, even though we got an exhibition, I can't make it. We got a game there. Shout out to the men's basketball team. We got a real game going against Corbin or something like that, University out of Washington. So we're about to be put to the test. They're very good. They play Stanford this year. But, yeah, like I said, man, come out to Culture Explosion. It'd be great, man. Just know my heritage, my background, black people, my man. Black power. Put it up, baby. But, yeah, back to this ASDU. Hey, man, we about to do something real special for y'all. We're going to try to get these three different dances at the same night.
Really?
On the same night.
Please explain more.
Oh yeah. It's gonna be one of them gonna be in Conlon, like the normal dances. Then there's gonna be another one in Guzman.
Oh, nice.
And then there's gonna be another one that's gonna be in Chili's. So if you 21 and older and you want a little drink, you go in there and chill. And then we're gonna make it big. We're gonna branch out to all the Bay Area schools.
Really?
So if there's this Bay Area school that you will make sure wants to be invited, man, let me know. We're going to try to do it nice. So this whole community is going to rock that night.
Jeez.
Hey, I know the lacrosse players try to do something like that, go and walk the house to house. But
oh, they did that last weekend.
Yeah, baby, and I wasn't here. Or I'd have been in the streets acting a fool, too. But, yeah, we're going to do this. It's going to be the streets of Grand and whatever.
Was it Acacia or something?
Yeah.
Jeez, that's going to be crazy.
Hey, man, we're going to try to make it live for y'all. And we're trying to do our best. We're trying to make campus back to be trying to make it a being a campus. Because you know, like, if nobody's here on the weekend, it's dead and ain't nobody having fun.
That's true.
Yeah, so we're going to try to put life back into DU. That's what our main big focus is at right now at ASDU. And another thing that's going to come up, you can look for it. We just got passed to put brand new TVs in Conlon. So when you walk in Conlon, you're going to see two big TVs and they're going to have live broadcasts. Let's see. Like, you know, the girls' game is not here for softball. They play on an alternative field.
Yeah.
And we're going to try to get a live camera out there so you can see that game. It's going to be right when you walk in Conlon. Two big 56-inch TVs.
Jeez.
Yeah, man.
That's yes, crazy. Sir. Yes, sir.
So ASDU is working their butt off for you this year, DU.
Now, so what about the black light dance or whatever that dance is called? The one that they had last year, like the black lights or whatever.
Well, I hopefully they get this dance done. We were supposed to do that dance last month, but it didn't come through. We just now getting the black lights. Because that's why we doing the glow-in-the-dark dodgeball. So we got the black lights now. We just got to get it all together and how are we going to do it. But, yeah, that was like a future dance that we want to do. But I don't know when we're going to do that one, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So the next dance, you know, that three dance, are you going to back off half of Conlin again? Or are you guys just going to have all of Conlin?
It might be all of Conlin because of how many people it's going to be.
Yeah.
And we might just do it's every spot, every location is going to have a different theme. Like it might be hip hop, Latino. Ooh. It might be we have, you know, ELS
Jazz.
Students. Yeah, we got ELS students, so they're from China or overseas or wherever they're from, and we might have a theme for them. So they fit right in and they know what they be popping. You feel me?
That's I do. So for the one that's going to be at Chili's, that's for 21 and over, are you going to have to like pay for the alcohol, or is it going to be free alcohol?
Oh, it's never going to be free alcohol, man.
I just thought I'd ask.
I mean, everybody wants something free, but it ain't that free, you feel me?
Well, dances are free, right? Just
to go? Yeah, you can go in there and do whatever you want to do. All admission is free. Just bring a Dominican ID and you get in.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So what's this I hear about the pool table?
Oh, yeah, we got a new pool table about to come up for y'all this year. We already got it in the works. It should be here in a couple of weeks because I want to go in there and play pool. So that's another thing that's going to happen.
Can you let me know when that is so I can help christen the new pool table?
Oh, yeah, I can take your money from there anytime.
Hey, whoa. I mean, I haven't played pool since sophomore year, but I think I still got it in me.
Yeah, that's what they all say, but then I bring them back to reality.
Oh, you do you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, what about karaoke night?
Oh, yeah, we're going to try to do a karaoke night. See, look at this. I don't know. How many events is this? It's about almost like 6 or 7 events already. We're going to try to do karaoke night for y'all. Just go into Chili's and just have fun, lay back. Probably is going to be a night where a game is on, and we might can do it just like a little, what we call last year, a pub night. You know, that's shout out to the senior rep, Justin Dorsey, man. He been doing a lot of work.
Yep.
And
yep.
He also is doing he's doing another thing, like a chill laid back at a club in San Rafael, that where you can come out and should be playing pool and darts and different things like that. So,
what club is this?
I can't throw out all these unofficial things now, but just be looking for it. Just be looking for it.
All right. So let's talk about that Heat game last night.
Oh, man, I don't want to talk about the Heat game. I'm a Boston fan. I don't want to talk about that. I'll let you talk about
it. Well, I know some of the players on the Celtics, from what I read, are upset. What do you think about Ray Allen signing with the Heat?
I love Ray Allen. That man, I love Ray Allen since he got game.
But that's true. He does got game.
I just do not like the move he did. I mean, I feel like that is the most, like, traitor move you can do. That is the enemy. The Heat is Boston's enemy. And just think about how the Boston players felt. Like, he been wanting to play for them while we was playing them.
Yeah.
Like, that right there is just, that's just heartfelt. That's just sad. I know the NBA, it's a business and it's politics, but Ray Allen he could have stuck it out. I mean, even though I mean, he's a grown man. You got to do what you got to do. But I really did not like that at all.
So does that mean you're still going to support him and everything? Or are you still going to support his old team?
I'm all for Boston, man. Paul Pierce and KG is my man. I mean, I like Rondo too. But Paul Pierce and KG is what really made me really love Boston.
What about OKC? Do you like them?
I like them. They're young and ready to go, but I don't know if they're going to make it. I think letting my man go to Houston, it was a bad idea for them. I mean, without James Harden, that group is not the group that they once was.
Don't they have Kevin Durant?
Yeah, they got Kevin Durant. He's in the candidate for MVP of the league this year, but the playoffs is about execution and having players to execute. And without James Harden, that was a big role player of their execution. I don't know if they can get it done in a 7-game series.
What about Russell Westbrook?
Russell Westbrook is great. I mean, even though he get criticized about shooting the ball too much and not being a real point guard, he gets the jobs done. And that's the only thing you can ask from a point guard is to get the job done, and he gets it done.
All right, in your infinite wisdom of basketball, pick which three teams do you see being in the top for the NBA Finals?
Three teams?
Yes.
Well, I say four teams.
Okay, which four teams?
I'll say L.A.
Okay.
I'm going for a long stretch to say the Spurs.
Okay, okay.
And then for the East, it's always going to be Miami or Boston.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Now, do the Spurs still have Tony Parker?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
He's doing all right. I think they opened up today. I didn't get to see him play yet, but... You know, I'm just waiting to see what my man Manu Ginobili going to do this year. Even though he got him coming off the bench, he is the key for success for the Spurs.
Now, what did you think of that loss the Lakers had to the Mavs yesterday?
I think that's just due process. I mean, if you understand, when the big three for Miami Heat came together, they lost, and they was getting criticized. The James can't come together. D-Wade and them, they're not, and Chris Bosh is not doing their job. They're multi-million dollar superstars that can't get the job done.
Yep.
And that's what all new franchise teams with those big names on it goes through. And it just takes time to adjust. When they get to clicking on all cylinders, that's an NBA championship team in the making.
So you think they're ever going to go be one with each other, or you think they're always going to do their own thing?
I think they're going to be one with each other because they're old and seasoned players. Kobe's not trying to be that old Kobe that's going to hit 80-some points a game. And Dwight Howard is always an unselfish player. He's been dominant. He led their team in blocks, rebounds, and points sometimes. And he wasn't the leading scorer on his team. So he's very unselfish. And Steve Nash is an older point guard from old school and learned from old school.
Yep.
And he can get the job done without scoring. And he can be a scoring threat. So... having your leader being that old, two great leaders being that old and wisdom, I think they're going to come together and get it done.
How do you think the Lakers are going to do once Kobe decides to retire?
I think they'd be all right. I mean, the Lakers always find a way to win. I mean, just like when they got Shaq from Orlando. They knew they needed a big man, they got it done, and then they won three rings. Okay. And then when they lost Shaq, they won another two. So, I mean, they find ways to win.
Now, do you think Kobe's going to do what Michael Jordan did, retire, and then years later come back to play again? Or do you think he's just going to retire and live off the money he's made as well as money from sales of Kobe's?
I don't think he's going to do what Jordan do. I don't think Kobe has that passion that Jordan did about the game. I think he do have the passion, but not like Jordan. Jordan loved this game. Like, he wants to be around it. He wants to do anything with it. And it just hurt him so bad that he wasn't around it that he had to come back. Kobe, he's an imitation of Michael Jordan. He's not Michael Jordan. So I think Kobe might do something like be a manager around the team. Okay. Might come back and do something with the Lakers or try to get a part of a franchise. But I don't think he's going to come back and play. I think once he hang up his shoes, he's done.
As long as he doesn't do what Michael Jordan did and purchase the worst team in the league.
I mean, it's not about purchasing the worst team in the league. I mean, you're there to make money.
Yep.
And I mean, even though it's hard to see that it's the worst team in the league, but hey, you're there to try to make this team better. And that's what Michael Jordan did.
Now, in your opinion, who's better, Kobe or LeBron?
Oh my goodness. This is the story for my men's basketball team because we go back and forth.
Really?
I'm from Ohio, LeBron's from Ohio, and I'm naturally supposed to say LeBron James.
Isn't he from Akron, Ohio?
Yeah.
How close is that to you?
That's about 3 hours away. I'm Southern Ohio, and that's Northern Ohio.
You think you could take him on in a basketball game?
Oh, no. I just keep it real. That man is 6'8", 240, or probably 260 now, and he would demolish me.
What are you, like 6'4", 6'5"?
Yeah, I'm 6'4", 200 pounds. So he got 60 pounds and he can jump higher than me in his dreams.
Hey, anyway, who's better, Kobe or LeBron?
I still say, in my opinion, Kobe Bryant. I don't think that Kobe can go back to his old self, but Kobe gets the job done.
Okay.
He's old, he's wise, He don't have the same ability what he used to do, but he's smarter. Yep. Michael Jordan left to be the best player in the league when he was 36, 37 years old and won his sixth championship that old and left being number one in the league. And that's the way I think Kobe Bryant is. Everybody thinks that Kevin Durant and Kobe Bryant, and LeBron James is better than Kobe, but no. Kobe Bryant is still the man.
Who's the better businessman, Kobe or LeBron?
That's a good question. I say LeBron.
You say LeBron.
I say LeBron because LeBron is a little bit less arrogant.
Okay.
And people can tolerate less arrogant.
All right.
But if you want somebody who keeps it the realest, I say Kobe.
Who's got more comfortable shoes, LeBron or Kobe?
Kobe. That's too easy. Kobe. LeBron's shoes are so heavy. I mean, they're nice, but they're heavy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you think LeBron's ever going to catch up to the same amount of rings that Kobe has?
I think he has a great chance to do that.
He's only, what, like 29 years old?
Yeah, around that, 28, 29. Yeah.
So you think there's a chance?
Yeah, there's a chance. I mean, you get out your prime probably around 31, 32.
Okay.
And, you know, he's going to be looking like Kobe.
That's true.
And Kobe can still win a ring, so, yeah.
Okay.
He got a bright future.
Now, when my streamers were watching ESPN, they said that it's rumored that when Kobe retires, the Lakers are going to try to get LeBron. Do you think that would be a smart thing to do, or do you think LeBron should just stay with the Heat?
I don't think LeBron James is going to make another move. With all that criticism he got to leaving Cleveland,
yeah,
and going to Miami, I don't think he want to go through that again. Okay. And he has the team to win in Miami, so I don't think he wants to leave that.
All right. Now, do you think Steve Nash is going to do well with the Lakers that he did with the Suns or the Mavs?
Yeah, I think he will because he has the tools around him to even be better than he was with the Suns. You have the most dominant center in the league playing with you, and then you got the most dominant player in the league playing around you. So that makes your job very easy.
Okay. And one last question before you go. Which Gasol brother is better? Powell, or what's the other one's name?
You said Powell or his brother?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Aren't they both like the same height?
Yeah, you talking about Mark?
Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, I think I like Mark, but Paul is more skilled.
Okay.
His footwork and his work ethic when he has the ball is just unreal. And Mark, I like Mark because he's aggressive and he keeps attacking, but yeah. Paul can just outthink you and outplay you, not only with the ball, but without the ball. And that's something that Mark lacks.
Okay. All right. Well, just want to say thank you for being on. I hope you had a good time.
Oh, yeah, man. I had fun, man. I appreciate you letting me be on here. DJ D-Zizzle. Yeah, dude.
No problem. Well, you were listening to The Biggie Show on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah.